Many Raiders would say the same about their head coach, Tom Flores, the mild-mannered man in charge of the Misfits.
Tom was the perfect fit because he didn't react to Ted, you know, Ted Hendricks, someone who rode on the practice field on a white horse, and another time in camp sat one of those, you know, tables that you see at a Mexican restaurant with the umbrella and had a pitcher of margaritas.
People are always giving guys credit for their X's and O's, but being a head coach is just much more than that. It's managing people. I think ultimately the thing that really created closeness was that he trusted us.
All right. We know what has to be done, and we know how to do it.
Listen, I taught you all you need, you know, to know. Now go out there and play.
Number 46.
In the Super Bowl, in Super Bowl 18, you know, we're on the biggest stage. And I came over to Tom and I said, Tom, out and up, I can beat this guy. Ken Coffey can't cover me. Run the out and up. And here's the biggest stage. He's got his whole game plan down there, and he trusted me. He trusted me. He trusted that numbskull, pseudo-intellectual tight end to make the call. Now, the end of the story would be great, which is that I beat him on the out. I went like this. He got fooled. I caught a 50-yard touchdown pass. It was incomplete. It didn't work.
Christensen is the intended receiver. Nothing doing as Ken Coffey was back there with him.
But the fact that he trusted a player enough to be willing to make the call, how could that not endear you to a head coach as opposed to the usual, get out of here. I'm in charge. Get out of the huddle. You know, there was never anything like that.
Perhaps Flores got along so well with his players because he had been one himself. He was the first starting quarterback in Raiders history. But playing for the Raiders was far easier than coaching the Raiders.
He had been with the organization for quite a long time, so he understood how it operated with Al Davis at the helm. Al Davis was larger than life, and of course you had a lot of players with a lot of personality. He knew that in a lot of cases the owner was going to take credit when things were going well. He also knew that he was going to be delegated blame when things didn't go well, and he was willing to accept that role.
The guy won two Super Bowls, and yet he's rarely mentioned, and I think it's a shame.
I can't emphasize this enough. I think that what he contributed as a head coach is understated.